Republic Yemeni number one.
What is up, my Public Yemeni fans? What's cracking? Sign in, sound off, say what's up if you guys are in the chat. I got Nick Simmons in the house. I was going to give him the applause.
I just booped myself with the microphone.
Yeah, but if you look at his muscles. But if you meet his personality.
I like that. I like that.
That is definitely you, bro. Mm-hmm. You look so menacing, you know, but you are not. Hey, Tracy, what's cracking? Jason Bacon in the house. Tracy says, finally got a decent looking guy for me. Yeah, it's all for you, Tracy. It's all for you. We'll be taking your phone calls maybe halfway through. If you guys have any questions for Nick, Nick is a comedian. He is hilarious. He's also a bodybuilder. He has an amazing podcast that I love listening to called Sets and Reps that he does with Logan Kiros. Kiros. Mm-hmm. And they talk about all kinds of meathead shit. If celebrities are naturally muscular or not. They call it natty or not.
If they're on steroids or not on steroids.
If they're steroids, they're not. Guys, sound off. Is Nick on steroids or not? Or...
That episode is coming out this week.
What is?
We did me, Natty or Not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, me and Logan.
Okay.
But
and
you gotta wait for it to come out.
Oh, come on.
Okay, I'll tell you what I've taken. I'm not Natty. I mean, so basically how I started was back in the day, like after high school, after I stopped wrestling, I was like, I'm never gonna cut weight ever again. So
right.
I was like, let me get big.
Right.
So I started taking like the GNC pro hormones. I don't know if you remember those.
I remember those dumbass things, man.
Which were literal steroids that they were selling on the counter.
Well, okay. Oh no, actually, the pro hormones. I wasn't in there for that. What year did that come out? Like around? Would you say
like 2008.
Actually, I might have definitely tried those.
Yeah.
Now that I think that was the time I started getting ripped again. And I remember GNC was selling stuff that was supposed to increase your testosterone.
Yeah, they had actual steroids inside them.
Pretty much.
And they were getting away with it because they were like, you know, there was not regulated by the FDA. So I took those. And then after I came off of those, my body was fucked because it was worse than taking actual juice. So that's when I started taking, I tried testosterone. I meddled around with some Tren and some other stuff just to see how I react to it.
Yeah.
And then ever since then, I don't really take any steroids, but I do take like a HRT.
Hormone replacement therapy.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm on to. Mm-hmm. I'm very open about it on this podcast.
It's good for you. After a certain age, someone who's on it is healthier than someone who's not on it.
Yeah. You can still fuck it up. If you're not paying attention, right?
For sure.
You got to do your blood work.
Yeah, don't just go in willy-nilly. Get a doctor to help you out.
Yeah, but sometimes these doctors don't necessarily always really know what works for your body, though, man.
No, you got to go to the right doctor. You got to go to an actual clinic.
I did, too. I went to three of them.
You got to do research on good HRT clinics because a regular doctor does not know what the fuck he's... Like, they don't, that's like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not their specialty. You want to go to someone who that's their specialty. It'd be like going to get your heart checked by an ear, nose, and throat doctor. You know what I mean?
No, I found a guy they specialize in testosterone replacement therapy. He's not an endocrinologist. Endocrinologists will try to talk you out of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Endocrinologists would be like, oh, no, your 500 testosterone number, that's normal for your age. I'm like, bitch, I'm not trying to be normal for
my
age.
Yeah. Do I look like I'm trying to be normal?
So you go to a T clinic. Mm-hmm. Right. So I go to these T clinics and they all put me, every single one of them put me 200 milligrams a week.
That's good.
Testosterone, the cream, the Lipiderm cream, which works really well for me. I know you scrunch your face, but when I do the numbers, the creams work really well for me, man.
Really?
It works so well that sometimes it boosts my number too high. The last time I did my numbers, and I don't know why it went up this high, it was over 1,500.
Yeah, see,
From the cream.
I like my blood levels to be always the same. I like to be dead accurate with mine. I don't want to be all over the place because that's when you start having problems.
Yeah, exactly. So usually I'm always with that cream when I'm on that 200 200 milligrams a week. It was 1,200, around 1,200 was my overall testosterone.
Nanograms per, right? per deciliter.
Right. But my free testosterone was not that high because my SHGB is kind of high.
Okay.
Right? So he was like, we need to amp it up, right? Because even though we get your testosterone to 1,200, your free testosterone is only showing 12. Right?
Yeah.
So that's at first when he gave me the two creams, my free testosterone was only showing 12.
So your levels are high, but the bioavailability is
exactly, because my SHGB, which is
sexual hormone binding globulin.
Binding globulin, right?
Yeah.
And that is a form of a, like a kind type of an enzyme in your body that regulates how much testosterone can actually be used. So it will latch onto the testosterone cells, and when it latches onto the testosterone molecules, it basically says, this testosterone is not going to be used today.
Yeah.
So the more you have of it, it doesn't matter how much testosterone you have in your overall system, only so much is actually available.
Yeah, it's like having a Ferrari just sit in your garage.
Yeah, it's like basically not using the Ferrari.
There's no engine in it. Yeah.
Exactly. Like,
it can't go anywhere, but it looks cool.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So then he put me on HCG, which is a female fertility drug. You know this. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying this for the viewers. But used off-label, it increases men's production in the same part of the brain that tells the women to release the ovaries. In the men's brain, it tells the testicles, make more testosterone.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So he put me on HCG on top of...
Also, there is... Be careful while you're on that, because you know one of the side effects is if you actually get a girl pregnant?
Huh.
Very good chance of twins.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. So you better be careful.
I should get that shit tied, bro. Fucking... I'm afraid the two tie by tubes.
You could get it undone.
Ah, but it's still, bro.
It's like a shoelace. You could untie them.
I have this feeling like if I get it tied, it's going to fuck up my nuts.
Are you trying to have kids one day?
No, but I'm saying...
Who gives a shit?
Fuck up the feeling of the nut.
Why do you... If you don't want kids, what is the point of even having them open?
I'm just saying, bro. I don't want it to fuck up my orgasm. I feel like it's going to fuck up my orgasm.
I've never heard that happen.
I know, but I still feel it.
You're crazy.
I know.
You're crazy.
You're right. In this department, I'm fucking crazy, bro. Anyways, so HCG boosted my free testosterone from 12 to 25, which was a very, very good level. He said at that level, that ratio would be good. You start feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of did, but then it fucked my sex drive, dude. And that's because my estrogen likes to be high.
Yeah.
My estrogen... The ratio is always higher than most guys.
Really?
And yeah.
You feel better that way?
No. But the point is this. I feel better when the ratio is right. If I put too much testosterone, right, my body wants to make more estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I have free testosterone, my estrogen is now kind of way too high to the point where I think it's fucking with my sex drive.
Are you taking anti-estrogen? Like,
I tried that.
Arimidex or
And I did do that. I did that for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed a fluctuation where I would go to moments of like, yeah, my sex drive is back. And then now it's not. It was just, and it didn't feel right, bro. And then not only that, I noticed more aggression.
Mm-hmm.
I started getting more aggressive.
Do you think maybe
I didn't like that either?
You might have dropped your estrogen too low.
What do you mean?
Like, because sometimes if you don't actually have the doctor telling you and monitoring with the anti-estrogen, you could dip too low estrogen-wise, which is not good. It's just as bad as being high.
Right. And well, when I was taking the Armidex and I was doing it, it dipped, right? But it dipped to a good level where on the blood panel, it would say, this is normal. But the ratio, because when I was listening to the Huberman Lab podcast, there's another scientist who breaks down the science and stuff. He was talking about how the important is everybody has a different ratio that their body likes, right? So when I dipped the estrogen down, my testosterone was still high. And I think that ratio, man, just wasn't right for me, bro.
You gotta listen to More Plates, More Dates.
I have been listening to that. I have been listening every once in a while, but I haven't been listening on a regular basis.
That's the guy.
Really?
He's the best, yeah.
Does he like know all that about the ratios and all that shit? And like,
yeah, when it comes to pharmacology, that is
But the does guy. He also know like sometimes less is more?
Yeah, he was just talking about
That's
that.
That's very important, I think, that people
with, like,
need to.
The guy, Boston Lloyd, who just died, you know? I don't know if you saw that. He was like he was one of the first like YouTube influencers that I've ever seen back when YouTube was like remember when like Kimbo Slice was like was fighting
sure.
in backyards like
sure,
that
sure.
when he came out.
Okay.
And he was like taking like he went from his transformation went from like looks like you could tell he doesn't work out, to monster by taking crazy doses, like thousands of milligrams of test per week. And like,
Jesus.
Through him, people have learned, he was almost like a guinea pig, where people learned through him that like there is a level where there's diminishing returns, where it's not going to benefit you to take more. It's actually just giving you bad results, you know? Like, you can only go so far with taking too much.
Sure.
And he was pointing that out this week because he just died of, I think, kidney something.
And are they saying that that's contributed from his...
Oh, they say it is exacerbated through it.
Sure.
Because you already had those problems.
If you're taking too much, you're stressing your fucking system, bro.
Yeah.
You know? How do you feel? Like, when you take your regimen throughout the years, have you noticed a fluctuation? Because for me, bro... Nick, what's really important to me, I swear to God, more than muscles, is my dick working, bro.
For sure.
I love sex, man. Mm-hmm. Sex is really fucking important. I would rather lift less in the gym if my fucking dick is fucking online.
Yeah, it took me finding the right dose and how to make that dose the most optimum. You know what I mean? So for me, it's 150 milligrams of test per week, and I'm splitting it up. Have to, like, one shot at the beginning of the week, one shot at the end of the week. So I'm splitting them up so my blood levels stay and don't peak and valley throughout the week. Because if you're just doing one shot or one, like, whatever it is, the cream, like, you're going to go up and then you're going to go down.
That's why I like the cream, because it's you have a steady 24-hour, because it's every 12 hours. Every 12 hours you apply the cream. That's the one thing I like about the cream, is that it's a constant, steady... amount. It's not this in the middle of the week I can feel it dipping. Like when I was taking the shots, I remembered, like, in the middle of the week I started feeling like a little less than I did when I took the shot. Does that make sense?
Yes, because that what you want to do is you want to split it up throughout, like, because enanthate or cypionate is a two that are longer esters.
Sure.
And they're going to last longer, but there are going to be peaks and valleys, which is why you separate it, like you do Monday and Thursday, like Monday in the morning, Thursday at night. This way it's level throughout the whole week and you never go through those peaks and valleys.
But you still go through the dip is just before you put it on, I noticed.
That's why you want to time it the right way. Early on Monday, late on Thursday. That's where you're not going through those. Your blood level is staying stable.
Interesting.
Your estrogen's not shooting up because you're staying stable.
What do you do when you travel? What do you do? Let's say you gotta do it late on Thursday, but then you're gonna be on the road or you're gonna be like at a club hanging or whatever. What do you take a syringe with you?
I usually try and time it out so I don't have to. You know what I mean? So if I don't have to, like, I don't know how much I could say on this. But, I mean, if it's prescribed to a doctor, it's really no problem. I just wouldn't recommend anybody who doesn't have it prescribed to a doctor bringing it over through TSA, because then you're risking getting, you know, some problems. But if you have your name on the vial where it's prescribed from a doctor, you should bring it with you wherever you go.
Sure. But I mean, have you ever had to inject yourself at the bathroom in a bar or something?
Never a bar, no.
Or like any other place like that?
A Planet Fitness bathroom once.
Ha!
Yeah. That I have.
Of course. Of all places. Mm-hmm. That's like the worst place to do it in.
I know.
That's the place where they'll throw pizzas at you for it, bro.
I know. I'm everything that they hate at that place.
Fuck, I bet, bro. They probably sound the alarm every time you come in there. Don't they have like an alarm?
They have a lunk alarm. I've gotten it set off on me twice being there. Because back in the day, it used to actually be, the one in New York was actually a good gym. Like, they had 100-pound dumbbells, free weights, all that shit. And then they tried to, like, all right, we need to be like the rest of the other ones. And then I had a friend get arrested in there for the noises he was making.
What?
Yeah, so.
Okay, we gotta talk about this. Go ahead.
He was shrugging 6 plates on each side. And he had his headphones in. So, of course, he's going to make some noise. You know what I mean?
He's shrugging with... Okay.
So, he's shrugging. Okay.
He's making noise with his mouth?
Yeah, he's like... You know, like the noise. And someone came over to him and like, you have to be quiet. And he's like, I'm doing the best I can. This is 6 plates. And then he did his next set, made a noise. They set the alarm off on him. But he's not paying attention. He's got his headphones in. So the next thing he knows, cops are showing up because they told him, oh no, before that, they told him because they set the alarm off and he still kept on doing it, like, you got to go. He's like, I'm not leaving. And they're like, okay. And then they called the cops to escort him out. And then he like threw change at them. It got crazy.
He threw change at the cops?
Whatever changes. No, at the people behind the desk.
And change?
They, yeah.
Like quarters?
Yeah. And then
okay, wait a second, bro. Mm-hmm.
So then they
where's the logic of throwing quarters
that
at people?
That part I didn't follow.
Maybe he deserved to be in jail, bro.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess he was just pissed off that he was getting kicked out of the gym for lifting and making noise.
You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like he was taking too much roids. And he couldn't get over it.
He was definitely on.
I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, to throw change at the cops?
Mm-hmm. He that
What? That, is that mean? What does that mean? Is he ethnic? Is he like Armenian or something?
I think he was Italian and Albanian.
There you go.
It was it's a fiery mix.
It's
right
a fiery mix, bro. Albanians alone, bro. I know Albanian friends, man. They would.
The more I think about it, the more I hate Planet Fitness as a concept.
You know, I like Planet Fitness as the overall umbrella concept, right?
What do you mean?
Because, listen, they cornered a market, okay? They cornered a market of people who are not hardcore fitness people, people who don't want to go to the gym because they feel ashamed. And no matter how many times you tell these people, hey, man, the gym that you see from outside and you see a guy like Nick Simmons in there fucking all jacked and shit, your mindset is you're going to go in there and that guy's going to bully you.
That never happens.
And that no, that guy, but that's the mindset. The mindset is that guy's going to bully me. They're going to talk about me. They're going to call me fat behind my back. And that's the fucking mindset of a lot of people, bro. I know a lot of people that wouldn't go to the gym because they're overweight and they're just worried about,
which is crazy.
Being ashamed, being around people like you, and feeling that people like you would snicker at them. And I keep telling them,
what at them?
Huh?
What would they do?
Snicker.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Not the other word. There's another word.
Yes. We found out yesterday when we were doing.
I don't want to say it.
We were looking up. Just Google.
It's the N-word with the S in front of it.
Google synonyms of laughter.
And yeah. And one of the words is.
Yeah.
Another word for snicker.
Kind of, yeah. It sounds like that.
But it's, anyways, just let us get off track here.
Yeah. But what I was going
to
say.
And I try to tell them, I'm like, no, man, you go meet a guy like fucking Nick at the gym. That guy's happy you're there.
Yeah, we're happy guy, and we want
to
help.
And they want to help. Mm-hmm. Like if you were to walk up to someone, like if some guy that was new there walked up to you and was like, hey, man, am I doing this right?
I get happy.
Tell me you wouldn't be happy to take the time.
100%.
And I would be like, hey, my rest is only supposed to be a minute between sets. Mm-hmm. That's done now. I'm going to be resting for 5-10 minutes now because I'm going to try to figure out to make sure you get the shit right.
Actually, 2 to 5 is actually even better than 1 minute. But
well, it all depends on what you're doing. No, I've been going longer recently.
Yeah, two to 3 minutes is perfect.
No, I go longer recently for just for longer rest, and I've noticed that it does increase my testosterone. My energy goes up in that 2 to 3 minute mark.
Not to veer off too far, but the reason why you want to do 2 to 3 minutes is because you're giving your body adequate enough time between sets where you can hit hypertrophy.
That's what I mean.
You won't be able to hit that if you're taking 1 minute.
Yeah.
Because you're just doing cardio at that point.
Yes. Well, sometimes I do those type of sets if I'm only looking for cardio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for both, like a good push and then cardio. And I'm not really worried about hypertrophy.
I see that as silly, though, because I see people doing that and I get why they're trying to do that. But what you're lifting to do is to build lean muscle tissue. That's the reason.
But not all the time.
Then it's kind of silly.
No, it's not true.
I'll explain why. Okay. If you let me finish.
All right. I don't believe that.
I'm sorry if the middle of my sentence cut yours off.
Fuck off.
So the reason why, if you're going to do it for that, for cardio reasons, just do cardio. Because if you're doing it for lifting reasons, the point of lifting is to build lean muscle tissues. Like, because what that's going to do is going to raise your basal metabolic rate. Otherwise, you're not really getting the actual workout out of it. You know what I'm saying? You're not actually going to be building that lean muscle tissue. You're not actually reaching hypertrophy. And what you want to be doing is if you want to do cardio, get on elliptical and do actual cardio, because you're going to burn a hell of a lot more calories. You're literally just wasting time, in my opinion.
Okay. My rebuttal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you, obviously, you know more than me, but my rebuttal is this. If you're pressed for time, and you're the type of person that only has, let's say, a half an hour to 45 minutes to be at the gym at any given time, right? You want to get cardio, and you also want to retain muscle mass. Keep your body in this mindset that these muscles need to stay here. I think that's because that's what I've used that in many situations where I was strictly pressed for time. Mm-hmm. And the idea was I'm going to work out in this fasted state to get my cardio, but then I'm also going to get this signaling to the muscles that, hey, I still need you here. Do you know? So what I would do is I would do this pyramid.
Is this like a regular thing or an occasional thing?
It all depends on time. You know what I'm saying?
Was this the thing that was occurring very often?
What
or
was it?
Or every once in a while, I'm pressed for time.
At this one time, yeah, I was working on that reality show, and I was working a lot of hours. And the only time I had time to work out was my lunch break. So I would pack a lunch at my desk, and I would just run to the freaking gym. I would have an hour. By the time I get there, fucking lift, do this like 35 minute, just kill myself. But the thing is I did this thing where I would do a pyramid. So my first set was heavy for 6 reps.
Okay.
Right?
So you're going for strength.
Right? And then I would load, and then I would unload, and then my next set would be 8 reps. And then my next set is 10 reps, and then my next set is 12 reps. So it's like I'm forcing my muscles to be like, yo, I still need this strength. Mm-hmm. And then I also want to see if I can start like creating some type of hypertrophy and then get out and go to the next workout.
So, but you were taking short breaks?
Yes. Very short breaks, bro. Like maybe a minute and 30 seconds. So I would put my timer on my strong.
That's close enough to 2 minutes.
I put the timer at 1 minute and 15 seconds because I knew it took me about 15 seconds to shake it off and get back on the bar.
So was your goal to get leaner while keeping the muscle?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you what my opinion would have been in that situation?
Yeah.
What would have been more ideal than doing that is lifting the way you want to, taking the adequate breaks, and adjusting your diet. This way you don't, because that's the problem. Some people try and outrun their diet. It's easier to just lower the calories throughout the day, even if you do 300 less calories in your diet per day, because that's another half a pound of body fat per week. So if you would have just adjusted your calories, you wouldn't have to, because you're going to at most burn an extra 100 calories doing that type of workout. Like a hard workout, you're burning 150, 200 calories max.
Yeah. And this is a hard workout, say maybe like a 45 minute lifting session with long breaks, let's say.
Yeah. Like I don't know if you know Greg Doucette is. He actually used...
I do know what Greg does. Yeah.
He used he actually measured how many calories he burns. And he's an IFBB pro bodybuilder who trains hard, like really hard. Like any other human would be like, this is too much. And he, on a hard day, was burning 150 to 200 calories in a workout.
Yeah.
Lifting weights. Yeah. So you're not, what would have been smarter, and just my personal opinion...
Okay, I'm learning, man. Just
lower the amount of calories you take in per day. This way, when you get into the workout, you could work out the right way, build the muscle, and then you're losing weight from being in the caloric deficit.
Problem is, being in the caloric deficit is a little bit harder for me, man. I do lose discipline.
Don't you think wouldn't it be easier when you're on set to be in a deficit because you're not taking in as many, you have on less set. Time? Because like you were working, doing, you said the reality show.
Yeah, but I mean, I wasn't on set. I was at a desk. I was producing episodes.
Okay.
So if anything, when there was people out on the field on the boats, I was running it from my phone.
Oh, gotcha.
So I'd call the guys on the boats and be like, hey, man, get this shot. Hey, you know.
Mm-hmm. Nah. I mean, the key to that.
I brought a kettlebell with me. Mm-hmm. It was very smart. I was very smart.
Yeah.
I went to Louisiana with a kettlebell.
Kettlebells are great.
Bro, I fucking checked it in baggage, and I can't believe they let me do it because, listen, man. Listen, I took a 45-pound kettlebell, right? And I put it in a fucking bag, and I checked it. Bro, hold on a second. This is my favorite part. I get to Louisiana, and I'm waiting for my fucking kettlebell to come down. And you can just
hear it roll.
You can just hear it. Hold on. All you hear is, kum, 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 kum. I was like, what? They just let that happen? It was crazy. I'll never do that again. And because I couldn't believe
it. What year was that?
2013, 14.
Okay. Because if it would have been a couple years earlier, you with the brown guy with the beard having a ting ting bag coming down the thing, they would have been like, uh-oh.
Nobody said shit.
Yeah.
Nobody said shit, bro. I was blown away. But anyways, my point is that, yeah, I had it there, and I was smart enough where like every hour I would get up, a bell would get up, and then I would just do some kettlebell swings.
Kettlebells are awesome, especially for mobility. But like what you were doing, you were at a desk.
I want to talk more about this. This is great. Because I think a lot of people that are listening can probably relate to this if they want to build muscle and also stay lean.
My first job when I was doing comedy was I was a bridge operator in New York City. So my job was literally when boats would be coming, I had to push the button so the bridge would go up in the air. So I was there for 16 hours at a desk at a time. And because the bridge I was at, we would have maybe one boat come every 2 weeks. So it was mostly just sitting down like a fucking plant.
God damn.
Watching movies and just napping.
God damn.
So I had to learn how to eat high volume meals that are going to keep me full longer, that are low calories. And once I learned how to do that, I was able to lose so much weight at that job. Because if you're at a desk, it's so easy because you get bored or you just want to, you know, you have to eat. So you just eat, you order.
I've done this. I've lost weight at that desk job too, man.
Yeah.
And I've done the same thing where I'd weigh my food. I made sure I knew exactly how many calories I was getting.
That's what I was saying to the people watching is finding foods like meals that are high, like super dense, in like super voluminous but lower in calorie are the key for that. Like my new thing that I eat, like I just put my girl onto it. She just tried it. She's like, this is actually pretty good.
You were telling me this, I think.
Lavash bread pizzas.
Yeah.
And I get the lavash pita, which is 80 calories because it's zero fat inside it. Then I get the low fat mozzarella cheese. I get chicken.
You said mozzarella.
That's how I say it. And then Frank's Red Hot, the buffalo sauce. And I just marinate the chicken in that. And while I cook the pita inside the oven, like get it toasty.
So this lavash bread is made to be baked?
Yes. You bake it at 425 for like 5 minutes, get it like nice and crispy.
Okay.
Then you put the buffalo sauce as like the pizza like sauce. This way you're not getting more calories. You could use the low-fat pizza sauce if you want, but I like the spice. Yeah, I love spice.
So you just use Frank's Red Hot for your sauce?
Yeah.
What kind of fucking Italian are you, bro?
It's really good. Yeah. I'm telling you. Well, no real Italian would eat buffalo chicken pizza, you know?
Yeah, but still.
But so then I put that then I put the already made buffalo chicken on top, the low fat mozzarella on top of that, put that in the oven for 10 minutes. I do two of those. And between the two pizzas, it's less than 400 calories. And that meal right there, like my girl was stuffed off one.
How much chicken do you put? How many ounces of chicken?
I love a lot of chicken.
Me too.
So between the two pizzas, I have 14 ounces.
What? Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. 14 ounces
no, 12,
cooked.
12, sorry. No, 12 uncooked.
12 uncooked?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's about maybe like 8-9 ounces cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then how do you cook the chicken first? Is it already pre-cooked and then you just...
Nah, I make it myself.
Like, do you make it when you're making the pizza or do you make it ahead of time?
If I can make it ahead of time, that's clutch. But usually I'm just doing it at the same time.
And how do you do it?
I just cook... You ever made buffalo chicken before? You could either marinate beforehand if you have plenty of time, but if you don't have plenty of time, just cook the actual chicken, then like I put the sauce in with the chicken, let it coat
in a pan,
and bring it to a boil, then bring it down to low and let it simmer for a minute. This way it actually like soaks into the chicken.
Okay. So you do the raw chicken like that, you cut it up?
Yeah, into little cubes.
Into little cubes.
Mm-hmm.
And you cook it that way.
Yep.
So it cooks faster.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
And then with that, I'll even make the lavash bread chips, which is for, you go to Ralph's down the street, they have literally a bread the size of half this table that you cut into squares, and it comes out to 200 calories. You know what I mean?
The whole bread?
Mm-hmm.
The whole circle? Thing.
Yeah.
And then you cut it up in little pieces and do what with it?
And then I use Pam spray to just coat the top, a little bit of salt on top of that, and then at 400 degrees for 10 minutes, and you got lavash chips. And it's like, I got a big bowl of chips for 200 calories.
And you put that where?
In my stomach.
No.
Up my ass.
Yeah, that's the best way to get your calories, guys, through your asshole. You guys know that? You put things in your butt and your body absorbs it.
I don't know what he means.
Yeah. You don't know what? Oh, you should check it out. Put a chicken breast in your butt. See what happens.
Oh, the chips I just put in a bowl. I eat them.
No, I was... I was thinking you were using it as like a garnish on something. Is that
nah, like a side thing?
It's a side thing. Mm-hmm. So basically, you're just eating like a 200 calorie like
I love when I watch chips. TV. There's nothing more fun to me than sitting there eating chips,
bro.
While I watch,
I smoke weed. You have no idea how good it feels to have things crunching in your mouth.
That's
when
why
you're
I'm telling you, the lavash chips, clutch.
Yeah, no. If I have that in my house, bro, I'll be fat again. I'm just gonna eat right through it. 200 calories, one. I'll have 8 of them, bro.
Put it this
way. I'll cook 10 of them.
I'm a big eater. If you eat two pizzas and can also eat two lavash bread orders of chips, there's no fucking way.
There is, bro. My nickname is Eat Snacks. That's what they call me in boot camp. Was
we
eat
have to
snacks.
Sit down and you have to and
instead
we have
of Eat Shack, it was Eat Snacks.
We should do an eating day,
like where we just hang out and eat. Like do a video where we just hang out and eat?
Like max out on eating. I did that once. Me and my friends, you ever been to White Castle?
But that would be that would have to be the whole day. So basically we're trying to max out on calories.
One meal, it's like a push. You know, like now, White Castle?
Yeah.
We how many burgers do you eat when you get there?
I don't eat White Castle cuz I know better, bro.
See, we used
that stuff tastes like steam.
We wanted the microwave ones?
No, White Castle just when they cook it with steam.
Yes, and they're very good.
And that's what the whole thing tastes like. There's no flavor.
So we wanted to see who could eat the most. So first we went there. I ate the Crave Case by myself, which is 30 burgers. Then ate three of my friends' other burgers. And then we're like, fuck it. We went another week, and we got the Crave Crate, which is 100 burgers.
Each person?
No. We got four of us, and we decided we're going to knock this shit out. It was so crazy that even the people who worked there, when they were making the box, they had to get four people. They're like, we've never made one of these before. Like, we don't know how to put the
box
together.
That's hilarious. That is funny.
We destroyed
the box. The box all faded and shit. Like,
and
the blue is all faded.
Me and my cousin both did all the work. We fucking...
So how many did you eat, would you say? Did you count?
I don't know.
You didn't take count?
But we just wanted to see if we could take it all out.
Fuck, bro.
One of my friends, he maybe ate 10, 15.
You might have had, what, 30, 40?
Yeah.
Gah. You put, like, almost...
It was hurt afterwards.
Yeah, bro.
But it was so fun.
Were you jacked then, too?
Yeah. I was like... I weighed 230, but I was way bigger. Now I'm like 202. So I was like 28 pounds more with muscle.
So when I do my chicken, I cook it ahead of time now, is what I've been doing. No! Yeah.
What's that?
It's fucking... I should have put this on.
So your insulin shot?
My insulin shot? No, bro. Do not disturb, but... airplane mode. Perfect. Anyways. Somebody said that much White Castle. He said, Jason says that might be some world record shit.
It could be. I don't know if anyone's ever actually, I wonder if there's a record for it. There's got to be.
Jason goes, Mike just went into high school girl mood with that story. Anyways, so I want to talk more about this because, man, I love like trying to figure out what I can do to get over my because I want to get ripped for Cabo, man. I'm doing the Cabo Comedy Club in next month, man. And I want to be ripped.
You have 4 weeks to do it?
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's a big deficit.
Well, I mean, oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you put it this way, if you want to lose a pound of body fat per week, that's 500 calories per day, which comes out to 3,500 per week. 3,500 is 1 pound of body fat. So if you want to lose the most you want to go is a pound and a half. So you don't want to go too far. Like an 800 calorie deficit a day is like the most you want to do, but it's hard. It's really hard to do.
I don't even know what I think 1800 is what I've used to lose weight on.
I could do the math for you if we sat down.
We're sitting down.
Want me to do it for you right now? Live on the pod?
Yeah, let's do it on the pod. This is just interesting shit, man.
I got to do some math.
Because, you know, you were talking about like doing the less. I'm thinking now, man, maybe today I'm trying.
Are you willing to say your age on the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
45.
Good for you.
What do you mean good for me?
You're good for 45.
Thank you, bro.
You're good.
Appreciate that.
I thought you were 42.
You're a piece of shit.
Your weight?
Right now, about 191. Right now I'm at 194 because I kind of put on a couple of like pounds over the weekend.
What's your height?
Height 5'8", 5'7" and 3/4 to be exact, but it's 5'8".
I'll say 5'8". Body fat percentage?
I would say my body fat percentage right now about 18.
You willing to show me the tummy?
You want to? Should I stand up?
Yeah.
Like right now, I'm holding water. Weight.
Yeah, about 18 to 20.
I'd say 18 to 20.
So I'm gonna do the medium middle.
I think that we're being a little extra with that. I think I might be closer to like, you know, 16, Because right now I'm holding a lot of water weight.
15 is when you could see abs.
Yeah, like if I just ate good for the next couple of days, you would just start seeing.
15 is actually the ideal body fat level for the average person who's not a psychopath like us.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a psychopath. That's why I haven't even gotten to that level, bro.
My service sucks in here.
Yeah, the service out in this area blows, bro. Hey, guys, if you have any questions for my man Nick, bring it up. Anything you guys want to talk, here, give it to me. If you guys want to talk to Nick, if you got any questions, raise your hand. And then I'd love to get you guys on the phone call. We can have a nice little discussion. I really like doing the...
This is a very informational podcast. Is it usually this informational?
I'm just hungry for information, bro. You know? And then the thing is, man, like this thing is called Public Yemeni, and I like to talk to people who are, quote-unquote, public enemies. You know what I mean? Like,
that's fair.
Doing things that, quote-unquote, you're not supposed to do, saying things, quote-unquote, you're not supposed to say. You know, I had Davina on here, and Davina Joy, and she's drinking her pee now.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Exactly, bro.
Why is she doing that?
Because she's an idiot. And anyways, I got her on the podcast, and I'm just like a sponge for, like, wanting to get information, especially from people who are, like, going against the grain, man. You know?
But why is she doing that? I need to know.
Let me tell you something, bro. I had her on the podcast so I could know. And what I gathered from that podcast is she don't even know. She just so loopy, bro. And like everything's like, ooh, the golden rain showers of Shiva. She prays to her pee in the morning. So she takes the pee, she puts it in a bottle. Then she goes out in the middle of the sun naked and prays in front of her pee, gives her pee all her good intentions, and then she drinks it.
That's fucking weird, dude. It's really fucking weird.
And then the cognitive dissonance that she had, I couldn't get across to her. Like I was like, give me some science. So she goes to this lady's Shirley's wellness page, a wellness for animals and people. And I was just like, what? And
oh, good. One of those half animal, half doctor.
Whatever, bro. And then when you saw the font on the website, you were like, get the fuck out of here. And as soon as she pulled it up, I gave her like 3 minutes to talk about whatever science is on this page, right? Mm-hmm. And I told her, I cut her in the middle, Nick, and I did what any normal person would do, and they go, scroll down to the bottom of that article, please.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because I want to know what the fuck is selling. What are they selling you, Davina?
Therapy.
Then she goes, they're not selling me anything. And I'm like, no, that article is spewing some bullshit to try to scroll down to the, we scroll down to the bottom. They're selling 4 books on urine therapy. Okay, hold on a second. And then I go, that page is not real science. It's a page that's manipulating you to buy something. And you know what her answer was? You know her answer was? But I didn't buy it. I didn't get manipulated. I didn't buy it.
So she hasn't even read the manual. Dude, and she's just drinking pee.
Dude. It was just a constant. It was a constant.
If you're going to drink pee, read the book.
Bro, let me tell you something, man. It was just, the podcast made you realize she is cognitive dissonance.
Mm-hmm.
She's everything in this world that's like, they go, I'm doing this. And then when I tell her to do the research, she just goes, oh, well, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
She's religious about it, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And the podcast was hard to deal with.
So I'm going to give you the absolute max that you're going to be able to go calorie-wise without going into like a dangerous place.
Okay.
The lowest for fat loss that I would, if I was like your coach, that I would let you go is 1871.
That's exactly it. That's mm-hmm. that's the lowest I did is whenever I did, I started losing weight around that.
The average, if say you just wanted to lose 1 pound of body fat, would be 1995 a day.
So around 2000.
Yeah.
So 2000.
2000 would be if you're just on a, like that would be the safe way if you're going for, like say if you want to look good by summer, I would say start at around like 2000. And then, but if you have like something coming up where you need to go like how you want to, I'd say 1871.
So 1870. Okay, now this is considering just my regular everyday movement.
Yeah, so how many, this will help a little bit. I put you as, because I took a guess. I was putting you more, like, how many steps a day do you walk?
You get closer to that mic.
How many steps a day do you walk? Around like 2,000?
Yeah, well, no, more than that, bro. If I'm working out, I'll get about maybe if I'm working out, I can get close to like 10,000.
Really? Okay.
You know, but if I'm not, I would say on average 6,000.
6,000? Okay. So with that being said, then we could actually change some stuff right here. Let's see. So you know what? If you're walking that much a day, 2,000 is actually the better call.
But that means I would have to walk.
So if you want to, if you're walking 10,000 steps a day.
Yeah, but I would have to walk 10,000. So I would have to meet that 10,000 step every day.
8 to 10,000.
8 to 10,000. So no matter what, I would have to make that happen.
Yeah, if you want to eat 2,000 calories.
Even if it's walking on a treadmill?
Yeah.
Does that count?
Yeah. Your body doesn't know what it's walking on.
Yeah, but what if like you're walking on the treadmill on an incline, but then you're also holding it?
Then that defeats the purpose of an incline.
Okay, then do I just keep it straight?
Yeah. Or you could just walk on an incline and not hold it. Because the physics say that if you're up and holding, it's basically the equivalent of your body being straightened out.
Well, I'm not holding the whole time. It's like sometimes, you know, sometimes you're like whatever, and then you're like, okay.
You know you hold it.
No, not all the time.
No?
No.
I actually recommend doing the elliptical.
I love the elliptical.
That's the best because it's a full body motion.
Yeah. Well, I never use the handles.
That's how you get the full amount of calories burned.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if you're not doing that, then you're not accurately burning the calories that it's saying on the machine.
Oh, no shit. Mm-hmm.
You're burning like half.
No because shit.
Only half your body's moving.
Okay, so
the more parts of your body that move during cardio, the more calories you're going
to
burn.
Okay, so when you're using the handles, mm-hmm. you have to get the calorie burn to also pull. You have to pull on them also, right?
Yeah.
Or do you just push on them?
It's push pull. I mean, your body's going to do it automatically.
Sometimes I just let my legs do most of the work.
But your arms are still moving.
That's, yeah. I guess that's the key, right?
Yeah. It doesn't matter what part, as long as it's moving. That's why, like, you know what NEAT calories are?
NEAT?
Yeah. Non-exercise activity thermogenic.
Okay.
So what that means is you burn more calories being active throughout the day. So even twitching, snapping your fingers, moving your head.
Chewing gum.
Fucking just fidgeting.
Pacing. While you're making a phone call.
Little like people who are more, that's why people who are fidgety. In too much of a deficit,
sure,
your NEAT calories go down a lot because your body can't handle doing more of those. And that actually is a huge amount of calories burned throughout the day that people don't even realize because your BMR is the addition of your NEAT calories burned, how much you burn digesting, how much you burn sleeping, and how much you just every like bodily functions. And that's the majority of your calories burned per day, more than you burn from exercise and cardio.
This is very educational, bro. Mm-hmm.
Your body on its own right now, you burn with your BMR probably around like 1,800 just being a person.
Just being here, 1,800. Yeah. So if I was to eat 1,800 calories a day, that would be my probably just baseline.
You could do that and sit in a bed. And I mean, well, you'd lose muscle.
You'll lose muscle too, yeah.
Because you're not working out.
For sure.
After around 2 weeks is when you start seeing like a little bit of a... like a decrease.
Oof. That's scary.
It's not a huge decrease, but it's enough.
Okay, can we get into real quick before we go into workout. I want to know your splits. I want to know how you work out, how you split those up during the days, how much time you spend on it, how much effort you're putting into it. You know, like what you're I just want to see what you're doing compared to like what I'm doing, you mm-hmm. know? I'm not doing it as hardcore now because I'm more so just trying to lose body fat and maintain muscle. What are your splits like? So what does it look like for you like during the week?
Just the workout?
Yeah, like the workouts. Do you split them up on push-pull? Do you do upper-lower?
So I've tried push-pull. I've tried upper-lower. I've tried the bro split. I've tried everything, and I've figured out what split works the best for me.
I'm going to start taking notes, guys, so I have to take notes here. This is very interesting.
And this being said, before I get into it, you want to find what works the best for your body, whatever your body responds the best.
Sure.
Because I respond great to this, and I'll give clients this, and I'll also try other ones, and sometimes other things will work with them. That'll work better, right? But this is what works best in my body is I do it's cyclical. So say I start with one thing on Monday, that is going to be hit twice that week. So I start off, let's just say week one, I start off chest and biceps. So that it'll be chest and biceps, back and triceps, shoulders, core, and then a leg day. And then I'm back to chest and biceps. That's what I mean by cyclical. So then the next week I would start with back. And
so it's the cycle starts again on what day?
Monday.
Wait. So if you're doing, chest on Monday.
So I go Monday through Friday.
So you go Monday. What are you doing?
Chest and biceps.
All right.
Let's just say we're starting fresh.
Chest, bi, right? And then Tuesday?
Back try.
Okay. Wednesday?
Shoulders and core.
Shoulder, core. Okay.
And then legs.
And then Thursday's leg.
Yep.
And then, okay. All right. So now.
Then Friday would be chest and biceps again.
So that's what I'm saying. Okay. So then.
And then that following Monday would be back and triceps. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting. I see. But hold on a second. So then Saturday, Sunday, you're off.
Yeah.
So Saturday, Sunday is complete rest.
No, I on Saturday, I'll do cardio, but Sunday's rest.
Sunday's rest. To heal. Right. And then, but, okay, cool. So the only day you're doing cardio is?
No, I do cardio 5 days a week.
Damn.
Yeah. But that's because I'm actually trying to build my cardiovascular. I'm literally trying to get better cardiovascular wise. It's not for cutting reasons. Yeah. I've just been. Like, because I just miss being how I was, like, when I was a wrestler, my cardio was just ridiculous all the time. And I'm like, I want to get back to that, especially as I'm getting older. Like, the key to longevity is the cardiovascular system is huge.
Yeah.
With longevity.
And muscles and bones mm-hmm. and knees and all kinds of shit. But
and
yeah.
If you end up getting in a fight one day, you don't want to fucking wind out and just look like an asshole.
You know how easy it is to wind out?
Yeah.
When you fight, man?
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy.
No, if you don't know how to fight and you just try and muscle people and shit like that, you're going to burn out real quick.
A lot of your burnout comes from your mental not knowing what you're doing.
Exactly.
Honestly, your mental, like, you know, there's a lot going on mm-hmm. when you don't know, man. I've been in a lot of street fights, bro.
Me too.
Lots.
That was my job as a bouncer for a while.
Yeah,
long
I was a
time.
Doorman too, but when I was a doorman, I was very good at talking. So when yeah. I was a doorman, I was the guy they sent in to cool everyone off
mm-hmm.
and try to get everyone to be level-headed.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the big guys would come in if they had to, you know?
It was actually the opposite with us because the big guys would just be there for intimidation factor, but they had me and another guy who could fight very well if things got, like, pretty crazy, which it did a couple times. Like, one time, one of the bouncers got his throat cut. That was a crazy day. Like, it would...
Damn!
Shit would get wild.
Shit got wild with us, too, but I was really good. When I was there... Bro, I was really good at talking people off the ledge because the strategy was...
You can
I was,
only go so far with a drunk person, though. Because sometimes you try and talk to a drunk person.
No. There's a couple of fights that we just had. They just swing, like, and then that
I
was
guess
it.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah. And then you can't reason with people that are blacked out. But anyways, so I want to... Okay, go ahead. But.
No, I didn't hear the out part. And I was like, wait, what did you just say? And I'm like, oh, he said blacked out. Okay.
Yeah, if somebody's blacked out...
You missed it. Anyway.
What are you talking about? What did I miss?
I thought you said you can't reason with someone who's black. I was like, whoa, take it easy.
No. Well, yeah. I mean, come on.
Take it easy.
Take it easy. All right. So I just want to know, like, okay, so like on your chest by day, like, what are you doing?
I start off incline bench.
Okay. You like incline more?
Yeah.
Because that's more size, view, it views more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then I will do.
How many sets?
Four.
Do you go for a certain reps? 12 reps on every one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Staying the same weight?
10 to 12, yeah.
10 to 12?
Mm-hmm.
And then your progressive load is what? If you get past 12 on that
then
weight?
I need to put up the weight.
And then you up the weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then you try to go back to go past 12 on all four?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Then I do flies at four different angles.
Damn.
So like the cable flies, I'll start off on a higher fly. Then the second set, a notch lower. The next set, a notch lower, and then the next set, a notch lower.
Each set.
Yep. So you're hitting all different parts. I actually learned that from Chris Bumstead.
That's a nice, that's nice. I'm going to try that. That's great. Okay.
Then I do, they're called chest scoops, where it's like two arms
yes.
like this.
Yes.
Chest scoops, four sets of those.
Okay.
And then I'll be honest with you, I don't know the name. They're under so many different names, but I'll get cables, start like I call them like Jesus crucifix, where you're like pretty much here and you're bringing it using the outer part of your chest.
We go to a better angle here. Okay, you're doing what now?
So you're starting here with the cables and you're bringing it.
Well, I'm gonna get you on the full screen. Here. Okay, good. So you're going from here to where?
To here.
Oh, it's like a chest fly.
It's
from above.
Yeah, and you're only using the outer part of your chest.
And how are you only doing the outer part?
You have to focus on feeling the pull with using this muscle right here.
Oh, so then basically you're like mm-hmm. more focused on doing this.
Yeah.
Like this part mm-hmm. here.
Yeah, right. Because that's the hardest part of your chest.
So then you would have to situate the cables specifically in a way mm-hmm. where you could put more so your leverage on
yes.
this part.
That's why I put it higher up and I put my chest further forward.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And then
outer chest fly.
Yeah, I guess that's a good word for it.
And you do four sets of that too?
Yeah.
What's your weight on that?
Not high. That I'm usually pretty done by that point. So that's more of like burning out.
So when you do an incline bench, how much? And this free weights. This mm-hmm. is like a straight up bench.
So right now the gym that I'm in, because I'm leaving my building soon, so I've been just using this gym to save some money. But 2 weeks ago I was at a regular gym, went to Crunch in West Palm, and I was doing 315 on incline.
Damn.
I still got it.
Fuck, bro.
I know.
12 reps at 315?
Yeah, I still got it.
Dude. That is no joke.
Bench I was always good at.
It's sometimes like in the end of the day, it's not necessarily about how much you lift, it's how you lift, right?
Yes, I make sure it's good form.
But also
the first set will be 315, the next set I'll do 275. By my fourth set I'm probably doing, cuz I want to have perfect form.
Oh, you lower the weight.
Yeah.
Oh, I asked if you're on the same weight on every one.
No, only if I could still do 12 reps, but being realistic, it's going to be hard to do that every set.
Of course.
Yeah.
But there's some weight where I have to go less.
Because if I'm able to go more than 12, then yes, up the weight. But if I could, but like 315 is a good weight where I will stop at 10 to 12. Like I'm not doing 14 reps, 315.
Yeah, but you're not doing 315 for every set.
No.
So you lower the weight.
I lower it to what I could do 10 to 12 reps for. And I've been doing this long enough where I know my body pretty well.
Okay, but are you still progressively loading every week or not really?
I don't really need to at this point. I'm not trying to gain too much more muscle.
Okay.
Like a little bit, I would like to get to like 210. That'd be if I could get shredded at 210.
Damn.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be crazy.
Right?
That's also hard to maintain.
Very hard to maintain. That's like IFBB.
That's a nice goal for one picture. And then, okay, back to normal, bro.
Yeah. That's
just, you're gonna be like, look what I did.
That's like pro bodybuilder shit.
Yeah. Okay. All right, this is great. So now, and then when you do the outer chest fly, do you go to your biceps at all?
I do biceps right after.
And then how many workouts are you doing for biceps?
Three.
Damn. So you do three workouts for bi, and what do you do for bi?
I do seated twist curls, double arm. Let's see. It's like you're sitting down.
Yeah.
These.
I love those. Where you're like hitting the outer part.
Mm-hmm.
You do those first?
Yep.
That's what you try to focus on more?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then barbell curls.
I love barbell curls.
That's for the mass, and then hammer curls to finish it off.
I don't feel hammer curls do anything.
You gotta figure out what. So some people, their bicep responds better going from out here, from to the opposite pec, and then some people respond better from outer, pinching the elbow in, and
that's how I've been doing
slightly
it.
Out.
That's how I've been.
But you want to go slightly out.
Is that what it is?
So slightly, instead of going this way. It's more out.
This way.
So you're feeling it more in the outer part of your bicep.
Wow, dude. This is really fucking interesting. How long does it take you to do that workout? It's got to be over an hour.
About an hour.
It's about an hour?
Mm-hmm.
With 2 to 3 minutes rest in between?
Yeah. About an hour.
Do you go longer rest in between?
Nah, I try to keep it at two. Two is perfect for me.
Two?
Yeah.
So do you have like a bell that goes off?
No. I look at the clock.
Okay. I got an app. I use Strong. You never use Strong?
Nah, I get too into my music for it to get messed up.
Oh, so you don't even log it in?
No, it's all mental.
Damn. Fuck, bro.
Been doing this a long time.
Yeah, man. I kind of want to see if I could try this. And do you do cardios on these days?
Yeah.
And how long will you do cardio for?
Right now, because I'm working on my cardio, an hour.
You'll do an hour of cardio after your hour workout?
Mm-hmm.
God damn, Nick.
I know. That's why I've... No free time during the day.
What the fuck, dude?
But it's because I wouldn't usually do this if I was cutting, but I was like, I really want to build my cardio so it's good, you know?
Are you able to eat more now because of that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you're eating more still, right? You're trying to like...
I'm cutting at 3,000 calories.
What the fuck, bro?
I know.
Is that how much of a calorie deficit is that for you?
500.
You're a fucking beast, dude.
Mm-hmm. And then, but I enjoy it because now I'm like, I'm losing weight eating 3,000 calories, which is kind of fun.
So I'm going to guess for back and try, you probably do a deadlift off the top? No, you're not doing any deadlifts?
I used to, but now I don't really do them because I've hurt my back doing deadlifts before. What I actually do instead of deadlifts is T-bar rows.
Oh, you're talking about that machine where you put the plates in the front?
I like to do unless the gym doesn't have the rig where you could... lock the bar in, then I will just put the weight. I'll put the barbell in the corner, because some places have a thing where you could screw the barbell in, and it'll come up. So I use the barbell off the floor.
Oh, you okay? Yeah, some gyms have that little corner spot that has the metal, so you can just put any bar lock back in, there. Yeah. And then what bar do you use to pull it up with?
It's like, you know, the double handle where it's like a little triangle.
Yeah,
one of those, and pulling that up.
So you're doing that instead.
Yeah.
So you're more focused on just the center part of your back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's one of the things that I was missing out on.
Me too.
I was having...
My back is wide.
I ended up having shoulder problems because I was working too hard on lats and not enough on the middle of my back. And the shoulder problems led to chest problems. It's a chain. So if you focus too hard on one thing and you don't focus enough on other muscles and you become imbalanced...
Sure.
Then you have problems everywhere.
Even the way it looks. Mm-hmm. I don't like the way it looks.
What, the middle of your back?
Yeah, I think I could beef it up more.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant you don't like the way a thick middle back looks.
No. Okay. I think I could just fucking beef it up more, bro. Oh, no shit. And then you're, okay. And then after that, what are you doing?
Then I do, I'm going to put this here for a second. So I
What do you call that thing?
T-bar rows.
T-bar row.
Then I'll go lat pull downs, but the way I do lat pull downs, I don't like using the bar anymore. What I'll do is I'll grab, you know the ones where it has two handles where you could grab.
The handles are on the side?
Yeah. So, no, like...
I know the ones where you, like, it's like that, but it's got the handles on the side.
Like, you know, the singular handles that you could use for tricep, like, pushdowns?
Okay, yeah.
So, some gyms have it where it's two pulleys.
Yes, yeah, I've seen those.
So I'll lock two of those pulleys, and what I do is I start here, and on the way down, I'm twisting. So, I'm doing a lat pull down. Instead of just doing straight like this, you're getting the full twist, so you're actually really you feel the isolation on your lats.
So you're saying the pulley system's way better.
Yeah.
Than the regular.
So doing lat pull downs this way.
Okay. Damn, bro. Pulley lat pull downs. Fuck, this is amazing. Okay.
Then I'll do bent over rows.
I hate those. I feel I don't get much. Do you go heavy on those or not really?
Like 275.
That's heavy. Okay.
And then I'll do shrugs.
And then that's it for the...
As of right now, that's all I'm doing for back. Yeah. I used to do a lot more, but I'm like, I don't really need to do much more.
Okay.
My back is huge.
Okay. And then for the tries?
I will do...
Skull crushers?
So I have three... I just talked about this on my podcast. I changed up my tricep routine a couple months back, and it's made a huge difference. I start off with skull crushers, and not to be confused with overhead tricep extensions. Because those are bad for your shoulders. That's what I used to do back in the day.
Okay.
So I do skull crushers.
Skull crushers, just on the bench with the bar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then I'll do close grip bench press.
Okay.
And then I'll superset tricep pushdowns with dips.
Okay.
Body weight dips.
Try push down. Is it a V-bar push down?
No, straight bar. Okay. Or you could, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Whatever you feel the best with.
Okay. That's insane. Okay. And then shoulder and core. That's my favorite is shoulder.
Do you?
I love shoulder workout. Because I've always lacked, and now my shoulders are like actually.
You got good shoulders.
Well, recently, because I've been putting triple the work a week, mm-hmm. bro. I've been hitting them like three times a week.
Yeah, you got good shoulders.
Well, I want them getting better, but anyways.
I start off with seated lateral raises.
Oh, thank you, though, by the way. Yeah. Seated lateral?
Mm-hmm.
With dumbbell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I will do rear delt flies with the cable.
Wow, I've never done that before.
Then front delt raises.
With the cable?
No, with dumbbells.
Okay.
And after that will be military. My last exercise is military press.
Wow, you do that the last?
Mm-hmm.
With the barbell?
Yeah, I want to burn out on that. That's what I want to finish off. I want my push is for shoulders is always at the end.
I'm the opposite. I do the heaviest, more brutish work at the top where I have the most energy, and then I go to the isolation.
I learned it from Nick Trigili, who's a IFBB pro, and he said that's what a lot of the coaches like at that level are preach to people, like finish off hard with even if it's just a machine like press until burnout.
Okay. Okay, yeah, more than my Marine buddies is already like, he's like, that's one hell of a workout. It's like going to hell, bro. Okay, I hate legs. What do you do for legs?
Oh, no core?
Oh, yeah. What's the core? I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. And you're doing core. What's core?
I start off with dead bugs with the resistance band. I'll tie the resistance band around the, like, any bar in the gym and do dead bugs. They're hard as fuck.
What are dead bugs? I have resistance bands. So you take a resistance band and then you tie it around any bench.
Like, you know how you have your legs up for a leg lift?
For a leg lift.
So you start off almost like an actual dead bug where you're laying on your back.
On the floor.
And your arms are straight out.
Right.
And your knees are up. And what you're doing is you're using the band and pulling back and going into like a leg lift position from the knee up. Like, if you look at it online, it's super easy.
Okay, so y'all look it up. Yeah, dead bugs. Four sets?
Yes, they're very hard.
Okay.
Then I'll do hanging leg raises.
Okay.
Wood chops, upper and lower with the bands. And then I finish off with just 2 minutes of planks.
Oh, you hold 2 minute plank for
two separate 1 minutes. I can't. That after all that, I'd be done.
Two sets, 1 minute planks. How much rest in between these?
Those are shorter. Honestly, the abs.
You do like a minute.
Shorter. Yeah,
you should do that, right?
For me, it doesn't make that big of a difference taking a shorter break with abs.
Okay, and then what do you do for legs?
Squats to start off.
God damn it! I hate the fucking squats, bro.
They're fun. No. Aren't they the best?
No, I keep fucking up my back, man. Sometimes I've got to be very careful.
Yeah.
I think I got a slip disc in my lower back and every once in a while. It happened in the Marine Corps, man. And then it took years for it to pop again. Then it popped again like maybe a few months ago. I was like, whoa, what the fuck is this, man? I have to walk out like an old man.
Yeah, I used to go heavy on squats. And now I'm more just careful with good form.
Me too. That's where I'm at now.
Because I popped knees going too heavy.
And I don't want my legs to get too big anyway.
No.
Honestly, my legs are...
I like having good legs. Not huge. I don't need wheels.
For my height and the way my body's built, if I get big legs, it my legs grow so fast, it supersedes my upper body. And then it doesn't even look like I have an upper body.
We look shorter when we have big
legs.
That
too, bro. Mm-hmm. Exactly, man. Okay, squats.
Squats. Then I do single leg press.
Single leg. Okay. Wow. On the press machine that you're lying down on,
mm-hmm.
and you do one single leg.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I do quad extension.
What the hell is that?
So, you know, when you're sitting down and you're like lifting your leg up.
The machine.
Yeah, like this.
Yeah, that. Okay, yeah.
Those, and then hamstring curls.
On the machine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And if I'm really feeling like I could do it, I'll finish off with walking lunges with the weight on my back.
Oh, with the fucking barbell?
Yeah.
Who, you Ronnie Coleman, motherfucker?
You feel like a boss when you do it.
I used to read fucking, when I was in the Marines, and when I was stuck on ship, all mm-hmm. I did was work out, eat chicken breast, and read the muscle mags.
Mm-hmm.
And Ronnie Coleman, his finishing for legs was he would take an ungodly amount on the bar. Mm-hmm. He would take it out in the parking lot.
That's where I got the idea from.
And he would just
mm-hmm.
all I've around been doing the it ever since lot. Then. So that's where you got the idea from there, yeah. right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't take it outside, though.
No, I just walk around the gym. I've also learned holding.
My buddy Bolte was like, and you got 4 weeks to do all this.
Yeah, you'll get it down.
Fuck yeah. Hey, okay. So anyways, and then that's it for mm-hmm. legs?
Yeah.
So squats, that quad.
That's it? If you could do that and that's easy.
No. What I'm saying is that you're just doing those four workouts.
Yeah.
That day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good day to get cardio in.
That's one of the days of the week I don't do cardio.
Really?
Because if you don't do legs, if you're not like, you know Mark Stevens?
Yeah.
I made him do legs with me one day and he threw up. Like, if you're not getting fucked up from that leg day, then you're not training hard.
Yeah. Here's the thing, bro. I don't know if I want to train that hard, homie. Here's the reason why. Because I got so much going on, mm-hmm. and I got a lot of energy that I need. If I'm, like, in a calorie deficit, and I'm dieting, and then I'm, like, really pushing myself too fucking hard, I can easily find myself getting some fatigue from it and creatively, like, crash. So I got to find that balance where so this is my workout split right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hitting my upper body 3 times a week. I have 2 hard days split very far apart. And then I have 1 middle day like today where I only did 1 set round with resistance bands using the Olympic bar that has the resistance band. And this is based off the guy who created the X3 program. Yeah, have you heard of that?
The bald dude.
The bald dude.
He looks like a penis.
Yeah, he looks like, right. He looks like a fucking yoked penis.
Super veiny.
Yeah, super veiny.
Like, he looks like Bezos 2.0.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So like the juggernaut version of fucking, fucking just jack. So he's an actual scientist and he created a study and released a paper that said that if you did resistance training with a Olympic bar, you can build muscle 3 times faster with less work. Okay. Now, I used those resistance bands all throughout the lockdown. Mm-hmm. And they fucking worked,
bro. Resistance bands are great.
No, but I mean, if you like really work to failure, and the thing is, you only do one set. So you're doing one set for chest, one set, and that's it. Because it's called variable resistance, right? Because the resistance is changing as you're going. It stimulates the muscles differently. So what I'm doing is, so for my upper body.
Well, time under tension is what it's doing.
That too, but it's also the variable resistance that changes along the path. As opposed to like if you're using weights, there's a point in the mechanics where you're losing the actual weight.
Well, that's why I always choose like when people do tricep kickbacks, I always tell people how using a dumbbell, you might as well not even do that exercise. Like if you do tricep kickbacks with a cable, because the time under tension, you're actually getting the actual full range of motion.
And I actually don't. Yeah, I do the same thing. I do the cable.
Yeah.
It's better.
Because if you do it with a dumbbell, you're losing. Your actual time and attention is like a fraction of a second.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's a very fickle thing, you know? Even when you're doing it this way, it's very fickle. So this is what I'm doing. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, upper body. Mm-hmm. I'm only doing one set per workout. Only doing two. So I'm only doing one workout per muscle group, and I'm only doing two sets, 12 reps or more.
Okay,
is what I do. So I'll come in on a shoulder day, on an upper body day. I'll do military press. First, I'll warm up until I get to that weight. Mm-hmm. Then I'll do two sets to failure, and then I'm done with that. And then I'll do barbells because I'm already at the rack. Two sets to failure. And then I will do hamstring deadlifts, the stiff leg deadlifts, since I'm already at the bar. Oh, and actually, no, I'm only doing upper body. I'm sorry. And then I'll do the shrug machine. I do this special thing with the shrug machine where I don't sit on it. I actually like lean forward and I lean like in an angle so it hits the upper back. And I'll do that to failure. And then I'll do biceps to failure. I'll do triceps to failure. And then for my back, I will do maybe, right now I'm doing hammer low rolls. Just to get that, and then that's the end of my upper body workout. But then I do that workout twice, Monday and Friday, and then in the middle I do one set with the resistance cables to keep it stimulated.
Okay.
And then I only do my legs maybe once a week because I want my lower body to be less stimulated. You know, I don't know what you think about that. For me, I like it because it doesn't push me to the point of exhaustion, to the point where it ruins my day. And then it leaves room for me to also stimulate the muscle group again.
I feel like once a week is good if you're hitting it right.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I keep hearing so many times like hitting it twice a week is the way to go. And when I hit it twice a week, at least twice, I've done other splits before where I hit each muscle twice a week. I don't know. Like I feel better that way. And I notice like more growth.
I think it would be really hard to do the workout that I do twice a week.
Well, that, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, well,
that's why.
You are doing it twice a week. You're doing whatever Monday.
Yes,
again.
Those weeks I usually will not do the leg. I should do it twice a week, but being realistic, I only do the legs once every week.
Yeah,
because it's just too that doing that twice a week would just be. I'd be sitting on stage all weekend.
Yeah, I guess you're fucking right, bro. I don't know, man. I kind of want to try this out.
I've done it where I've done legs twice in a week. I used to do it all the time. But as I'm getting older, I'm like, once is enough.
Okay, so the workout that I'm doing right now, what do you think in terms of like using that with a protocol to do cardio so that I can like lean out and maintain muscle? Do you think that would work?
I mean, you already have the muscle, so what you're doing is going to help keep the muscle.
Mm.
The diet is what it's going to come down to. That's going to be the key.
And the key for me is to just keep it going.
Hitting your steps per day as well, because 8,000 to 10,000 steps is close to 500 extra calories burned per day.
All right. So basically what you're saying is to avoid doing cardio. Mm-hmm. If I just work out the way I normally
work out, do your cardio, do it, but also hit your 10,000 steps.
And also hit my 10,000 steps.
Yeah, you got 4 weeks, bro. You can't be chilling. You got 4 weeks.
Okay. So then now when it comes to eating, man, so I can't have halal guys tonight.
No. I mean, you could, but you better do a lot of extra cardio then.
Okay.
Or it depends on how many calories. Do you log your calories?
Yeah, I do. I don't know how to log halal guys.
Do you have MyFitnessPal?
I do, but does the halal guys, I mean,
I'm 99% sure it's halal guys, let's say.
Yeah, but how accurate is that shit, bro?
Pretty accurate, because the, as a company, they have to only put, yeah, chicken platter. 648 calories.
No way, it's more than that. It's got to be.
No.
No way.
It's chicken.
Hold on a second. That's chicken platter with the rice?
Yeah.
With the rice.
But that's no white sauce.
Yeah, the white sauce is the shit.
I hate white sauce.
I think it's great.
I don't eat any white sauces. If you name a white sauce, I won't like it.
Ranch.
Gross.
Blue cheese.
Gross.
Cum.
All right.
Yeah, it's not bad, right?
That'll do.
Especially the
I make some exceptions.
So especially when you mix with pineapple juice.
Exactly. Any other white sauce, though, I cannot do. It's weird.
Why? Because it reminds you of cum?
No. It's since I was a little kid, so hopefully not. But
maybe there's some repressed shit.
As far
shit.
As I know, no. But I've never gone to therapy, so I could that could be it. But
you never done therapy? Do you think you need it?
No.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good mentally.
Me too. I think so too. But there's times where I think that maybe getting therapy wouldn't hurt.
I've also always been scared that if I understand myself too much, I won't be as funny. I'm too scared to fuck with it.
There is some truth to that, bro.
I'm too scared to be just okay with things.
There really is some truth to that, bro. What you're preaching is some real shit, because I remember what made me funny at first was part of my ignorance of myself.
Yeah.
Right?
I need that.
But then when I took enough mushrooms and meditated and like saw myself, then I was like, it changed, right? But then I found myself back to it. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah, but I found myself back. I found myself back to like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Things are going good, so I'm like, I'm scared to fuck with. I don't want to fuck with the recipe too much. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And to be honest, bro, anytime I'm hanging out with you, bro, you seem like a guy that is like, you're very cool. You seem like anytime I'm around you, your energy is very peaceful.
Yeah, I try to be.
I don't feel whenever I'm around you like any type of negative.
No, I try not to.
Weird energy. I don't notice any type of jealousy, envy. I don't notice any like legit. Like you just, I don't know, man. It's pleasant to be around you. You know what I mean?
This is going to sound goofy as shit. Huh. Like, but I've always, even before my girlfriend tried to show me the secret and all that stuff, I've always believed you will attract what you are. So if you're giving out shitty vibes, that's what's gonna come back to you.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like if you're a shitty person, that's all you're gonna attract is other shitty people.
I think there's a lot of artists that get that intuitively.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people are creative.
I've always been like that. Like,
me too.
Mentally, I've always been like, if I put out a shitty energy, it's gonna come back to me.
It's gonna come back to me. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's why I can't stand whenever I'm too tired to be nice. Not too tired to be nice. I'm talking about like, look, when I'm in a good mood, you know I'm in a good mood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I'm in, like, I didn't get enough sleep, you think I hate you. Some people, I can see that because I've even seen video of me, like, off to the side, me talking to somebody, and I could tell I was in a really good mood that day.
Yeah.
Right? But just by the way I'm talking,
mm-hmm.
from the distance, I'm like, God damn, bro, I look scary. Who the hell wants to talk to me, bro? You know?
Yeah.
So to me, it's like, I'm also aware of how I am when I don't have energy, and I'm also aware about how that makes people feel around me, and then that makes me feel even more weird.
There's only one time when I'm shitty. If I'm hungry, I'm cranky. I get like hangry real bad.
Like really bad?
And as soon as I eat, it's like a Snickers commercial. I'm like, oh, I'm good.
Oh, like,
what the fuck was that about?
Yeah, come on, bro. Turn to the Joe Pesci for us. Come on.
That's literally how I am every time.
Yeah, bro. I want to keep going, man, but I kind of want to get to writing. Did you bring your computer?
I didn't, but I have it also set up on my phone.
Why didn't you bring your laptop?
Because I forgot.
You fucking piece of shit, bro.
I know. We'll be all right.
Yeah,
we'll I also wrote up everything that I wrote yesterday on my phone.
Yeah. When we were doing the whole, you were on your computer, though. Yeah. Okay. Well, I do want to keep this going. One of these days, man, I'm going to find a really good structure for this motherfucking thing. I am, bro. But to me, I'm just like a...
like this. I like a free flow. Just whatever happens.
Yeah, I like it too, bro. Don't get me wrong. But I'm also trying to, you know, curate an audience. And I got to try to figure out how to...
Got to find your niche.
Yeah, I got to find my niche, find my hook, you know?
Mm-hmm.
For me, man, I just love talking to people that go against the grain. I love talking to people where, you know, what they are is not conventional,
mm-hmm.
you know? Because I'm not.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we get along.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm friends with Fonto, too. You know what I mean?
That's one of my good friends.
Yeah, that's why I'm hanging out with Fonto at HaHa yesterday when I went to strap in. Me and him were talking, and just sitting down talking to him, I was like, man, I feel like I'm in Detroit again, bro.
Yeah.
You know, I'm feeling like I'm with somebody who can just be real without having to worry about what other people are thinking about them and shit, man. And nowadays, bro, it's like anything you do makes you a public enemy.
That's what I miss about New York the most, to be honest with you.
What used to be New York, you mean?
No, like my friends from New York are still real New Yorkers.
Oh, yeah, 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 for sure, for sure. Oh, yeah, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Like I'm a New Yorker where when I go back, I hang out with my boys. From, sure. I have my comedy friends, but yeah. My real friends,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we all do, yeah.
Yeah.
I go back to my comedy friends, but then I go back to my hood friends, bro.
Exactly.
And then I hang out, we do Arab shit. Like, you know, we go in the garage and we play poker next to a fucking Corvette.
Yeah, that's what we do too.
You know,
I love
and smoke
poker.
Hookah and shit, and we got the game on in the background.
That's us with cigars.
Yeah, right. And some weed. Oh, there's cigars going around too, man. Yeah, I miss that, bro. Like Italians and like Arabs and Mediterranean people, Greek people, whatever. There's the same like demeanor in our recreation.
For sure.
You know what I mean? The flamboyantness. Like we like to relax, and when we relax, we want to flex a little when we do it.
What?
Right, it's kind of like this. It's almost like a. It's like relaxing also comes with showmanship, doesn't it? What do you say?
What I realize is all those years of us going to war, we just mixed civilizations a lot back in the day. Persian Empire going against the Greeks, all
for
that
sure.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah,
all
yeah,
the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
We intertwine a lot.
Absolutely,
even food wise too.
Do Italians have the whole other living room?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The Italians be doing that shit too.
We have one that has like.
Plastic.
Like, yeah, my grandma had plastic on everything.
Yeah.
And in summertime, you would just.
Yeah, you
getting
stick
up
to
here.
It. Yeah.
And she had towels
even
that you can't
touch. Even if the air conditioner
touch.
Was on because it was humid, you would sit on it. And then when you guys get up, you're like, all right, guys.
You got to peel yourself off of it. Yeah,
yeah, that's fucking hilarious. Yeah.
A table no one ever sat at.
The whole everything.
China that no one ever used.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I said, bro, like, what is
towels
that, bro?
Towels that you couldn't touch.
To me, it's like, what is that? What? How did stuff like that
pass
on?
Yeah, we'd always be like, is the fucking president coming here? We don't know about it.
Bro, I did one of my first viral videos. It's called MTV Cribs Arab American Style.
Mm-hmm.
I shot it and made it look just like MTV Cribs came to visit some losers.
It's a good idea.
Arab home in Dearborn. I did it back in 2007. It blew the fuck up, and it got me work on TV.
Nice.
That's what got me into the reality space
shit.
Was because I mocked the reality show and I did it so well that it got me work.
Good shit.
Yeah, because it went viral, especially in the Arab world. Just went viral. And it's a funny little video because the video, it's all about this fat loser Arab guy. MTV's coming to visit his crib and the whole time he's trying to convince you it's not his mother's house.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's good.
And then like, you know. And there's that other living room.
Mm-hmm.
So we show the living room and the camera tries to go in there and we do the joke where he's like, no, nobody can go in this room for show only. And then the mother's upstairs yelling at him and he's like, fuck, he doesn't want anybody to know that it's his mother's house. When I posted that video, bro, Italians, Greek, Filipinos, all these people from all around the fucking world.
You sound like Sebastian Maniscalco right now.
Really?
Filipinos.
Oh, no. The Filipinos, you know? They got a little Greeks. Italian in them. They don't know
aren't
yet.
You embarrassed?
The 23andMe is going to show you. You're embarrassed. I love the embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
The embarrassed thing is so funny because that's how Mediterranean people operate.
Mm-hmm.
We operate through shame, bro.
100%.
Don't we?
Mm-hmm.
100%. Like, aren't you embarrassed of yourself?
Yeah.
What are you fucking wearing
what's
right now?
With you? Yeah.
So, in the thing, that's the thing that blew me away, bro. Like, when I posted that video in 2007, it warmed my heart when I noticed all these people from all these different cultures going, we do that too.
Yeah.
And then there's a part where he goes, hey, I got one more surprise for you. And he walks up to the garage and he opens the garage and smoke is coming out of it. And the director's like, is everything okay? And then when it opens up, it's just a garage full of Arab Guidos playing cards, smoking hookah.
That's great.
It's great, bro. But it's so like, it's so to that theme. And to me, it's like, how the fuck does all that stuff mix? And you might be right. It must be a lot of that conquering and mixing and shit, man.
A lot of wars.
For sure, bro. Mm-hmm. A lot of rape.
For sure.
A lot of rape. Yeah. And being like, oh, and somebody gets raped and be like, I like what you do with your living room.
Hidden relationships, all that shit.
Thanks for tuning in, all y'all motherfuckers. Maybe next time we'll actually do some phone calls. But I got really up in the weeds with this workout shit. I hope some of this information helped you guys. And I'll see you guys next week. Next week, I got Brian Simpson. Guy's blowing up, man. You watch his special Netflix. On Netflix. Mm-hmm. It's called Stand Ups. The Stand Ups season 3 on Netflix. Watch Brian Simpson.
Really funny.
Really funny. Former Marine. Gonna have him on next week. This guy is he is a star. He's gonna blow up anytime soon. So next week, 2 p.m. Brian Simpson. Guys, thank you very much. See you around.
Public Yemeni number 1.